is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Man, oh man, I'm watching gold going down and down. And everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You're going to need some extra bliss today. Here we go. Hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us, CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com. If you'd like to call in and talk to us about gold, precious metals, what I would consider severe manipulation in the marketplace, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. That's the call-in line for Studio 3, GCN. Frank Underhill, I mentioned that I was going to tell a story about
the real
mortgage. And the mortgage. When we were preparing for the Get Prepared Expo, Expo number 5, which we just had like a couple weeks ago, I was really trying to find someone who could. We have a realtor who talks about how to buy your first farm. And he can tell you what to look for in terms of the topography of the land, the water of the springs, you know, whether you can grow crops on it, whether it's for cattle, whether it's just for hunting and recreation, which would be a low value use of land, what the timber value is, what the taxes are, and what the political and environmental issues are of that particular farm. And what your neighbors might be like, some of the things that you know you might be interested in if you're considering buying a farm, and what kind of animals you can raise on that farm, and how you can have that farm pay for itself. So, for example, I'm a cattle farmer, and I have Black Angus cows running all over. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Mrs. Fennelli and I let the cows on the front lawn. We've got several acres around the house that we keep for ourselves. The rest of the farm is for them, and we let them mow the lawn, and we just let them run through the front and backyards. And within, I don't know, an hour, the lawn was mowed. So, in the preparation for the expo, I wanted to have someone present a seminar on mortgage availability. And what we have is we try to arrange the expo where we have everything that you need. So, for example, if you want to buy a farm, you can talk to our realtor who is expert in helping you find the right farm at the right price, you know, making sure you get a good value and you don't get taken. So we have him. Bruce Huff is his name. And we wanted to have a mortgage broker that we trusted. And there's one on KWTO, the afternoon broadcast with me. He's not on my broadcast. He has his own. And I called him up and he said that there really isn't much money available for buying a farm. Now, if you want to buy a city property, no problem. But if you want to buy a farm, it's going to be tough to finance it, you know, through a mortgage lender. So that was a shock to me. So, you know, you hear of how low the mortgage rates are. Just try to get a mortgage on a farm. It's tough. So I just wanted to share that with you. What are your thoughts?
Well, actually, Vincent, let me add this. If you want to buy a house, it's tough. I had an acquaintance of mine as a realtor, and he says that don't believe this real estate mini boom for 1 minute. And if you just give me just one for 90 seconds, he explained it to me this way. When the markets were down, the first-time home buyers with a super good credit, they could qualify for a home for $125,000 maximum. Okay, right? Mm-hmm. Those houses are all gone, all right? No inventory there. Gone. The second tranche is the 120 to 150 market. Now, that's where it gets a little bit more trickier. There's a few of those houses, but generally that supply is gone. The next tranche is the 250 to 500. The only people left standing are the speculators, the cash buyers. There's no cash buyers stepping in to buying those upper-priced homes. And hence, you're going to have a big overhang of inventory coming around soon. And there's a lot of shadow inventory. And, you know, I go with that notion because I look at real estate here every now and again, and I see the cheapies are going. You know, they're moving along. But the higher you go up the ladder, the worse it gets. Very ugly. And, of course, these people who buy down here, chances are they're not going to be in the real estate market for decades to come because they'll raise their family in there. They'll live in there. They bought it cheap. They saw what happened, you know, on the last go-around. They don't want to be there again.
Yep. Frank, we've got a caller, Michael from New York. You're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli, USA Prepares.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Vinny, I always your show. I always enjoy your show and knowing that you're originally, I believe, in New York or New Jersey. And so I really appreciate you. And you moved out into the country. I'm a country boy from New York, not a city guy. And but, you know, regarding the markets, what we also have to keep perspective of is that they're trying to sucker people back into the stock market as well. And so they want the investors to feel that the, like you guys were saying, a lot of people buy the metals for short-term, quick profit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to steer everybody back into the market. I mean, that they got that rigged stock market at a real high that, of course, is also not legitimate because there's no justification to have a high stock market right now when the Americans are out of work. Jobs are scarce, and so the economy's dead and flat. Everybody goes out to the malls, and they're all dead. Everybody knows it's dead out there, and yet the market's at an all-time high. This is a setup for suckers. They're trying to make people believe the sharks are gone, the waters are safe, come back in, little fish. And in order to help achieve that illusion, they got to get the metals way down as well. And so I wanted to just share that perspective, too.
I'll tell you what. I'm in your camp. I absolutely am. Years ago, back in the 1970s, I shared this story on the air with Bob Chapman before he passed away, that I had a job where in the 1970s, right out of college, and I was a financial analyst, and then I was a computer systems analyst for a Fortune 100 company. And during my lunch hour, I would read the Wall Street Journal, and I would talk to my broker on my time, not on company time. And every once in a while, my broker would call me and say, Vinny, we got a really good deal. He was with Merrill Lynch back then. And this was before the Internet. So because of that, I would read the Wall Street Journal, see yesterday's results, and make decisions on really poor, dated information. He'd call me and say, Vinny, I've got a hot tip. Houston Oil. We got to buy Houston Oil. We got to buy Houston Oil. That's we. My money. But we have to buy it, right?
So here you go.
So what would happen?
Calling brokers for nothing, Ben.
So he would say that we need to buy it, and he'd say it's going to go up. It's going to go up. I know it's going to go up, and sure enough, it would. And then the next day, it would collapse. And I said to Bob Chapman, I said, Bob, is it possible that there's an all points bulletin, you know, a call to all the brokerage offices of Merrill Lynch? Is it possible that they buy Houston Oil at a low price, and then they tell all their agents, all their salesmen and brokers, sell it, pump it, and then they drive up the price, and sure enough they could, and then it would collapse, and you know, Merrill Lynch would get out at the top. I said, is that possible? Bob Chapman said, absolutely. So I thought the market was rigged back in the 1970s. I own no stock. And when I went to college and studied finance and economics, I was led to believe that the price of a company's stock would be related to their ability to deliver products and services to the market. I don't think that's the case anymore, because you need customers to make a profit. Now, how is it, and Michael, you said it very effectively and very eloquently, how is it that prices of the market are going up and up and up, and where are the customers?
That's right. And, you know, prime example is IBM stock. Now, IBM is only claiming increase in profits, not due to sales increase, customer market base. In fact, I read recently that they lost a big government bid, which really surprised me, which I tell everybody, watch out for IBM stock. But it's all due to layoffs. Layoffs of American workers as they send more abroad to communist China or India and all these slave labor countries where they give them a bowl of rice. That's where they're getting their profit increases from. It's all an illusion. It's phony. And it's just a matter of time. And, you know, when they get these people into the stock market, well, they can crash it, just like you said, overnight, wipe them right out like they did in 2000 and in the late 90s. And they're going to do it again. They want to wipe everybody out. And like you said, they're going to shake the metals out of their hands. And that's where they want to steer them, back into the stock market so they can wipe them out. They need everybody broke, flat broke and starving, so they can then come in with their global system of enslavement, basically, where, hey, we're going to feed you, we're going to give you shelter, but here's what you have to do now. Here's how it is now. You don't have these freedoms anymore. You can't do this. You don't have that. This is what they're setting us up for. It's clear as a bell. And also, everybody needs to understand and remember that right now, silver supplies are dwindling. Apple mentioned maybe a few weeks back that they can't release a new gadget because there's no silver to make it with. What does that tell us? And all the dealers, I just bought some more silver, and all the dealers are saying, Mike, it's going quick, and our supplies from the mint are diminishing. We're not getting our quotas every month, so it's a matter of time. It won't even be available. What that tells us, just as fast as it's going down right now, it's going to just as fast linearly, vertically, then it go right back up. It's just a matter of time. Overnight, it'll go up vertically, leaps and bounds, and it won't be available to buy when people want it, when they see that it will be. It always has been. The only true wealth in the world is gold, silver, and property and food. Everything else is phony wealth. Those are the only real wealth, true wealth.
Michael, I've got a couple quick questions for you. Can you stay on through the break?
Sure I can. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Michael, please stay with us. Frank Underhill, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedUs.com. Don't fall for it, class. Hang on. I think we're going to be fine with gold and silver and precious metals. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Let me give it at our number, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We don't take a lot of calls, but I think today we'd like to do that. Michael is with us from New York, and I've asked him to stay on with Frank Underhill, UnderhillSecurities.com. Michael, what I wanted to ask you was, I believe you're in New York, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Lower Hudson Valley in Dutchess County.
Okay. Did Hurricane Sandy affect you at all?
Not at all. We didn't get impacted. Some big winds, not a lot of rain. So, and the winds were subsided fairly quickly, and so we got away with it. The only impact we had was that down, because of the impacts along the coastline, New Jersey, New York, they raided our local gas stations and kept us high and dry from gasoline for about a week.
So and let me see if I've got this. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I've got this right. So people from New Jersey came up to get gasoline because they could not get it in New Jersey because their power was down and their gas stations were flooded. Is that right?
That's right. New Jersey and New York City. Yep, they came up and cleaned us out. And then, in addition, then the local stations would send their fuel down, I guess, in tankers. They had tankers come up and suck it up out of their wells and bring it down, truck it down for them. Hmm. As well, yes.
What happened to prices? Did you have a price spike?
Absolutely, and some were greedier than others, of course.
Okay. Well, I would suggest to our class that you remember who was greedy during the bad times, and during the good times, you go someplace else. Don't spend your
That's
money
right.
with gougers. I mean, just put them on a list of don't go there. And one of these days, I'd like to do a program, and I need to do it in the Springfield afternoon broadcast because we can talk about who not to do business with. But I'll tell you what, that will probably be my last day on the air in Springfield doing something like that. But I'd really like to do that. I really. Boy, I'll tell you what, I get in a lot of trouble in the afternoon broadcast.
You know what I always say, Vincent, is that when it comes to that, you're telling the truth. And some people get hurt. And when they do, I always tell them, look, the truth, it's true that the truth hurts, but only those on the wrong side of it.
Well, you're absolutely right. So, would you mind doing me a favor? I'd like to get an email from you, and I'd like to give you a call after the broadcast, and I'd like to chat with you about your experience with Hurricane Sandy. So it's vincent@usapreparers.com, vincent@usapreparers.com. Class, if any of you would like to contact me, I'd be glad to call you. And so just vincent@usapreparers.com. I try to call back everybody. And I email, I respond to every email. So just want to let you know, that's what I try to do. Michael, I really appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Vincent, I sure will email you in May. I just one more time, real quick, remind everybody, the only real wealth is precious metal, silver, gold, and property, and food. Everything else is an illusion. Never lose sight of that, and you'll be doing good in the long term going down the road. Don't get caught up in all these illusions from the phony analysts that you hear on TV about finances. The demand is great for the metals. The supplies are dwindling. You know, just on that alone, it's a matter of time before it skyrockets overnight.
Absolutely. I'm holding tight. I am absolutely holding tight. You know, it's making a lot of people nervous. Anybody who bought yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before, you know, they're kind of, their knees are knocking. They're a little worried. But as Mrs. Finelli says, it's going to be fine. It really is. And if you look at what happened in the Weimar Republic and people who put their trust into paper currency, they took a beating. And the people who put their money or their investment into exactly what you said, precious metals, tangible assets, they're fine. They're absolutely fine.
And so, as your guest said, the Federal Reserve note value hasn't really gone down yet, or hasn't gone up. But you know, we know that they're going to knock it down. We know that. And so just when that happens, what will that do to the metal? Send it right up again. And we know they plan on taking that Federal Reserve note down because they want a global currency. So we see a perfect storm coming together to make everything soar, the real wealth soar again.
Michael, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. Class? We're going to return on the other side of this bottom of the hour break. Frank Underhill, and we're going to talk about real estate. We're going to talk about banks having a lot of cash on hand but no lending. Talk about the China slowdown, and maybe we'll talk about the expo that we just had. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Man, oh man. Gold's down $100. Silver's down $2.37 from Friday. Yeah. Yeah. Gold's down like, geez, 10%. Silver's down not quite 10%. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hang on. It's going to be a rough ride. And they're going to try to show us who's boss. And we're not taking it. Don't let them con you into thinking that digits in the bank are worth more than assets in your hand. They've proven it in Cyprus that they can steal your wealth that's in electronic digits. They've proven it. They've proven that they can close the banks. They've proven, Bank of America has proven, that they can limit your ATM withdrawals. For your own safety. Who are they kidding? Who are they kidding? And right here in Missouri, the Highway Patrol has given information about concealed carry weapons holders to the federal government. I'm absolutely outraged. They've given information about me and about 185,000 more people who have concealed weapons permits in Missouri to the feds. That's our highway patrol. Now, this afternoon in Springfield, Missouri, at the Greene County Courthouse, at 11, well, shoot, not this afternoon, in about an hour, at the Greene County Courthouse, there is going to be a press conference. And Speaker of the House, Missouri Speaker of the House, Tim Jones, and State Senator Kurt Schaefer want to address the public about what the heck is going on with the Highway Patrol giving out information, private information, to the feds. And so that's at 11:40 today, Springfield, Missouri, at the Greene County Courthouse in Boonville Avenue, Springfield, Missouri. Then a little later today, this afternoon at 1:30, they're going to do the same thing at the Jasper County Courthouse in Carthage, Missouri. That's at 1:30, Jasper County Courthouse, Carthage, Missouri. That's at 1:30. It's really disturbing that we have people who supposedly we trust with our information, our records, and they cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. I mentioned on the air that I thought that there used to be something called a ticket quota, where the police would, at the end of the week, they'd call everybody into the meeting and they'd say, okay, let's see who did really well, who supported the enterprise, the business, the police business. And I was absolutely wrong. I asked a lot of people at gun shows and people that used to be police. I'd say, I'd like to talk on the air with you about ticket quotas. And they'd laugh. They'd go, there's no such thing as a ticket quota. We can write as many tickets as we want. It's kind of arrogant, isn't it? We can write as many tickets as we want. Who are these people? Well, they can. They can write as many tickets as they want. There is no such thing as a ticket quota. I was wrong. It's much worse. There's a ticket contest. A ticket contest. And you don't want to be the last guy. You don't want to be at the bottom. You don't want to have the bottom score at the weekly or monthly ticket contest. You don't believe me? Just look at these speed traps they set up. They hide. They hide in parking lots. They hide behind other vehicles. Not where you can see them. They're not out protecting and serving. They're hiding with their radar guns. And they're setting up toll booths. That's what they do. And you're letting them get away with it. I hit my own button. Makes me angry just thinking about it. Gold's at $13.77. Silver's at $23.48. Frank, let's talk about banks have a lot of cash and they're not lending. What are the comments you have on that?
Well, they aren't lending because they don't feel the economy is buoyant enough to be lending, and therefore they're sitting on these amounts of cash that the taxpayer gave them. And we are in a they're in a quandary because they don't want to lend out because they make more money loaning $3,000 out on a credit card getting 25% than they would on a 30-year mortgage giving 3.8%. Plus, their timeline exposure isn't that long.
Well, you're absolutely right. And Frank, I'd like to introduce a new term to our class. It's a credit card banking term. And it applies to me. I am a deadbeat. Credit card bankers have a term for certain customers, and they call us deadbeats. Now, a deadbeat is the exact opposite of what you would think. A deadbeat is someone who has a credit card and does not pay interest, pays off his or her credit card every month. Zero interest. They can't extract any interest payments from us because we pay off our credit card every month. And to make matters worse, We deadbeats like to have no annual fee credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a deadbeat. I'm a credit card deadbeat because I don't pay interest and I don't pay fees.
Who is this?
Yeah.
I'm just on the radio. Can I call you back?
What was that? You talking to me, Frank? Hey, Frank, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, let me ask you. I'm a credit card deadbeat because I don't pay interest. I pay my credit card every month. Zero balance at the end of every month. And I don't pay credit card fees. So the bankers, the credit card bankers, call me a deadbeat. Are you a deadbeat, too?
I am. Unfortunately, they don't make much off of me. And frankly, the less I have to do with them, the better. The other day, I needed them to notarize something for me.
Oh,
they
man,
gave me
go.
the runaround. Eventually, I went to another bank, and the teller knew my mother. You know, I went in with my mom, and the teller did it for me with, like, in and out in 15 minutes.
What you're saying, I believe, he told me a story about how he absolutely had to have this thing done, this document notarized, and
yeah.
It was a cascading thing where you had to do it and other people were affected by the bank not doing this for you, and
that's
you were told
correct,
they would
yeah.
do it when they felt like it, right?
And I still haven't heard anything from them yet, but, you know, irrelevant, she hasn't gotten back to me, but, you know, thank goodness I don't care. But these people, the less you rely on them, the better. I don't even like when they smile and ask me how my day is. Just let me go my business and carry on. You know, it's not like I'm in your social calendar, but I don't even like the phony politeness in these places.
Frank, they don't
being sold either when they try to sell you on credit cards.
Oh boy, you just hit one of my hot buttons.
I hate being sold.
I get emails from other expos, and USA Prepares is the expo that is really the one that everyone wants to copy, and it really angers me because people want to be on our mailing list, and we'll send them an email. We don't bother them with, we don't barrage them with emails. We only do it, you know, when there's something that we have to say that's important, and it's pretty rare. Well, there's an expo, a preparedness expo, and I hate the lies. I mean, I just hate these guys that lie. And what they do is they'll say, you know, we want to give away some stuff at our expo. So what we'll do is, you exhibitors, you give us $100 toward a prize that we're going to give away. And we will give you, in turn, the email list of those who bought tickets. Outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous. So people are now on mailing lists of exhibitors and vendors and salespeople, and they wonder where their email address came from. It came from expos that sell the email lists. I think it's absolutely outrageous. These guys need to be out of business.
I get bombardment from when I was at your last expo. People want me to show up or do something or advertise or whatnot. Yeah, it's your own intellectual property, Vincent, and you have
that does not come from us selling your name.
No,
never.
It comes from trollers who attend these exhibits, and that's unfortunate. You know, party crashers, if you will.
Well, I think, Frank, as an instructor at USA Prepares, they go to our website, and when we say the link is on the website for people to contact you, that's where they get your name and contact information from. It's not that we sell it, but what I'm saying is, you're an instructor, so you're fair game, I'm fair game, I get calls all the time. But what I'm saying is, as a guest, someone who pays to come into the expo, that email address gets sold by other expos, not ours, others. And it makes me crazy. It really does. The lies, the underbelly of the expo business. Frank, people, there's a gal that came over from Florida to our expo, and she wanted to talk to me. I was really, really busy. And so one of our people brought her over to me and said, hey, this lady would like to talk to you. And I said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. How can I help? And she said, she introduced herself, and she says she has an expo. And first thing she said was, how do you do this? And I looked at her like, what? What do you mean, how do I do this? She said, well, how do you get so many people to come to your expo? She lives in Florida. She's trying to do one in Winter Haven, Florida. And she can't get the attendance that we do. And she wants to know the secret. Is she kidding? It's work. It's work. It's effort. It's not magic. It's work every day. And that's how businesses are, honest businesses, are successful. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, crude's down, gold's down, silver's down, man oh man, and people are worried about the reduction in the growth of the Chinese economy. Frank, what are your concerns about the China slowdown?
Well, I don't really have any concerns about the China slowdown because they are an exporting country, and I think issues like that more or less concern them. But what I am concerned of, like, I've just been watching gold all morning, and it just seems to be just selling on the bid. There's just bids getting filled, and it doesn't seem like there's not a whole lot of breathing. As soon as a new buyer comes in, it's sold. But the disparity between the spot gold is down $100. The disparity on the June gold is down $127. So you got such a big spread between the two down prices. But basically, you know, I think if you look at the stocks, a lot of them are like fire sale giveaway prices here. Like, you know, people get to understand there's still company in there, there's still assets, there's equipment, and people still go to work every day.
Mm-hmm. I think the concern is the buyers. Where are the customers for a lot of companies?
I
hardly go to the stores.
Their product into the market. You know, they don't look for buyers, you know, through a conventional sense. They put they forward sell or sell on the futures exchange or to banks.
Do you really think that anyone who doesn't have to sell is going to sell at these prices?
I think it's very unlikely. You know, I'm sure there will be capitulators there. But, gold has been on a trend for the last 11, downward trend for the last 11 months. And, you know, bear in mind, you got a lot of electronic trading in here, too, like unprecedented amounts of trading. And, you know, especially electronic, things happen fast as well, too. But people probably are afraid the Board of Trade is going to raise the margin on the metal. And they probably want to get out ahead of that and recruit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, regardless, Vincent, you know, the markets work two ways. There may be the seller, but there's also a buyer. And people are still buying it, even at these levels. And that's
Well, I talked to...
Forget, yeah.
I talked to a coin dealer, you know, during the break, the last hour, and he said there are buyers, but you know, people really want to buy at low prices, and I don't blame them. But who wants to sell at these prices? I am certainly not interested in selling any metals at these prices. I'll just wait because I think gold is going to hold its value. It always has. There are these corrections, but I really can't believe that this has not been manipulated at some very, very high level, including putting Cyprus into the equation. Now they're a seller of their reserves.
Well, they haven't formally came out and said it. And, again, as I said earlier in the program, these banks all have, you know, I'm sure there's selling agreements of gold, you know, they got to agree on. But mm-hmm. I think a lot of it has to do primarily with the fast and furious electronic trading. It just, you know, and the margin. You know, people who are on margin, you know, it's not their day, that's for sure. If you're long and wrong like today, you still have something. If you have margin, you're probably being sold out. Mm-hmm. And nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what have you heard about the expo that we had? Anybody comment on it to you?
I was listening to Marjorie Wildcraft, and I like the story about Damascus steel. The
Damascus knife is pretty cool.
And, I just want to say, Vincent, it was, you know, probably well attended. I just wish I was there, but unfortunately other things came up and I couldn't make it.
I'll tell you what, there's always June and there's always October. Next expo, June 20, 21, October 19 and 20. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com, thanks so much for being with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And hang on, it's going to be a rough ride with gold and silver.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.